In this week's Parsha, Parshas Pekudei, we have the Mishkan finally coming up. After all the work that was invested, all the instructions, the Mishkan is finally ready to come up. And the way it says it in the Pasuk, Vehi b'chodesh harishon, b'shana hashenis, it was in Chodesh Nisan, the second year that they were in the Midbar, b'echad l'chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, hukam ha-Mishkan. The Mishkan was erected. It's unclear exactly when the Mishkan was put up, because the Pasuk tells us that it was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which we know is the eighth day of the Miluyim. However, we know that they brought Karbanos all 7 days before, which means that the Mishkan must have been set up beforehand already, meaning where were the Karbanos brought the 7 days before the Yom HaShemini, the eighth day, the day of Hakamas HaMishkan. So the Rishonim say that for all 7 days of the Miluyim, Moshe set up the Mishkan and then took it down again. And this happened every single day for 7 days until finally on the eighth day, the first of Nisan, Hukam HaMishkan. The Mishkan was permanently set up. And the question is, why did he need to do this? Why couldn't he put up the Mishkan once and just keep it up? Meaning 7 days before, on the first of the Miluyim, he could have put up the Mishkan and it could have been there. Why was it necessary for him to put it up and take it down and put it up and take it down? We need to understand that the Mishkan is no pop-up sukkah. It's a huge endeavor and a seemingly unnecessary effort. The Imre Emes, the third Ger Rebbe, says that the way that Moshe built the Mishkan is a hint to the endeavors of our national lives, of our personal lives. On a global level, Klal Yisrael goes through its ups and downs. We know this. There are times that we are doing well. There are times that we're not doing so well. The seven times that Moshe put the Mishkan up and took it down symbolizes the seven times that the Mishkan, or the follower of the Mishkan, was built. We had a Mishkan in the Midbar, one in Gilgal, and others in Shiloh, Naiv, and Givon, as well as Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. In some of these places, it lasted but a few years. Other times, the Mishkan lasted for hundreds of years. But all seven times, they were not a permanent structure. They all came down. However, we believe that the eighth time the Mishkan is going to be built, which is going to be the Bayis Shlishi, it will come with the ultimate Geula, and it will last forever. It's talking about us on a global level, and it's also talking about us on a personal level. It says, when Hashem gives the commandment to build the Mishkan, he says, build me a Mishkan, v'shachanti b'soichem, and I will dwell b'soichem in them, in you, in plural, right? I'll dwell inside, and not one, not b'soicha. It should have said, I will dwell in it. It says b'soichem, connoting something in plural. And the Mefarshim say, B'soich kol echad ve'echad. Hashem is going to dwell inside each one of us, which means that we are all a Mishkan. Each one of us has a potential and a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell inside each one of us. And we build a Mishkan, and we invest a tremendous amount of effort into something, and then it doesn't work, and then it falls apart. Perhaps it's a midah we're trying to work on. Perhaps it's a relationship. And then we're disappointed because we tried so hard and we failed. And we fail and we fail again. And sometimes we fail once and twice and sometimes seven times. But the pasuk says, Ki sheva yipol tzadik vakum in Mishlei. A tzadik falls seven times and he gets up. It teaches you that even though you tried to build your Mishkan seven times and seven times it doesn't last, keep trying, because the eighth time he will succeed. And of course, it's not really talking about numbers, meaning there's no guarantee that you do something seven times and fail, and the eighth time he will be successful. It's symbolic of working hard on something, and even when we feel like I haven't been able to do it, try one more time, because maybe then you'll succeed. And there's something symbolic about the number seven, which always represents teva, and eight, which is always lamala min hateva. So sometimes in a tevatic world, we can't succeed, and naturally, it's not going to work, but we give it one last push, and then we get the divine assistance. And that connects to what the Balei Musar point out, which is the wording of the pasuk, which is hukam ha-mishkan. The Mishkan was built. And perhaps it should have said, Hekim Moshe es HaMishkan. Moshe erected the Mishkan, not that the Mishkan was erected. The Mishkan was erected seems to take the subject out of the sentence. Who built the Mishkan? How did the Mishkan be built? And the answer is, that when Moshe was looking at the Mishkan, he said, "This is so hard for me to build. It's heavy, it's unwieldy, it's difficult for me to do it on my own. How can I possibly find the strength to do it?" He said that the krushim are hard. Ein koyach ba'adam lezakfan. There's no koyach in a man to pick them up. Moshe said to Hashem, "What do you expect me to do? How am I supposed to do this?" And Hashem responded to him, "Asayk ata biyadcha," and it will look like you picked it up. But really, you should know it's going to be picked up on its own. It's going to happen on its own. V'zeu shenemar, and that's why it says, Hukam ha-Mishkan, that the Mishkan was erected. Hukam me'elav. It looks like Moshe raised it. It looks like Moshe did the work, because indeed he had to start doing the work. But you should know that it was lifted by itself. This chazal creates a question, because why is this only being said on the eighth day? What happened for the last 7 days? How is he able to build it the first 7 times on his own, seemingly on his own? What makes the eighth day different? So we have to look at the beginning of this parak. Moshe was given the command to build the Mishkan. This command was meant for the eighth day. When Hashem told Moshe, "I want you to build the Mishkan," that command was made for the eighth day. It was never actually commanded to build it during the 7 days of Miluim. It was just understood that if we're going to bring Karbonos, then we have to have a Mishkan. For the eighth day, the last thing, the permanent structure of the Mishkan, it had to be Moshe actually building it, because he was the Isha Elokim. He had the Torah, the Anava, and therefore he's the one who would actually need to be the one to build it, raising the question of how is one person supposed to build this. But during the 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it wasn't just Moshe Rabbeinu building it. He had other people who can help him build it. But on the last day, when the command came to him and only to him, he had no choice but to say, "I can't do this. There's no way I can do it." And then he turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Shum Adam, no single man, can actually build a Mishkan on his own. And what we learned from here, continuing on our theme, is that many times in our lives we face something that seems to be insurmountable. We face a challenge, a difficulty, a question. We need help. And so we start off by looking for other people who can help us, and we often find them. Yet sometimes a time comes where all those helpers, all those people, they can't really help us anymore. We're in a place where it's me and only me, meaning everyone else has said, "I'm sorry, there's nothing more I can do." And then I'm all alone. And then I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, "I can't," because the challenge remains insurmountable, meaning that challenge that I needed everyone's help for, so it's still there, and I can't do it. I really can't. And the response, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response, is you take the first step. Do it. Pretend to be doing it. And know that there's nothing, really nothing, that's in your control or your ability to accomplish. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all who come. The Mishkan will be built. Moshe will take the steps. But no, it's not possible for him to do it. And he knew it. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for him when he did his step. So in our lives, we have to take care of our stuff, of our health, our parnasa, shidduchim, seminaries. Seminary season has just passed. So there's all kinds of things that we do and we're busy with, and we pretend we have the illusion of choice. We have the illusion ki'ilu we are doing something. And because of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu built his world where his shtadlus is important, we do have to take that first step. Moshe had to take his hands and pretend to pick up the Mishkan. But really and truly, we have to know and believe that in every endeavor in our lives, even when we have all those people around us helping us, the permanent structure, Hukam HaMishkan, nobody can do this on their own. Nobody can do any of it on their own. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming and helping us and raising the Mishkan once we have done our work, and only when we acknowledge that we know and we realize that we're just playing a game here, that we are playing the Hishtadlus game, but we realize that ultimately, Hukam HaMishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who raises the Mishkan, not us.